since I've done a take speech. I've lots to say, of course, but I've been busy, you know, conquering the world. Flying around in private jets, flying around with AKs, ARs in Ukraine, saving people from hostage situations, making millions of dollars, driving around in sports cars, living the life you wish you had, but you don't have it, because you're not good enough. Because you know what? The universe actually gives people exactly what they deserve. The universe has given you exactly what you deserve and not a penny more or a penny less. If you deserved what I have, you'd have it. And you don't, because you're not as great as me. You've not been through what I've been through. Anyway, let's get on subject without the ranting. I was talking to some guy the other day. It's kind of on subject, actually. I'm going to sit down like I do with my take speeches. And he was telling me, oh, yeah, Tate, I want to be rich, blah, blah, blah. Like every dude says, yeah, I'd love to live, you know, your life, driving the cars, blah, blah, blah. And I'm at the guy's house. I've actually known him for a long time. I've known him since school. And we're sitting there chilling. And I was there for about 6 hours. And he's like, yeah, it'd be nice one day. Anyway, I'm hungry. You want something to eat? I was like, nah, I'm fine, bro. So he gets his ass up. He's a full-grown man. And he starts to cook himself something to eat. Now, I know you amateurs, as an amateur, you think, what's the problem? You're at your friend's house, he's making himself some food. But amateurs don't understand the world because amateurs do not analyze the world. As a professional, which is what I am, I was analyzing the actions of said individual, and I completely understood why he will remain poor for eternity. You're sitting here telling me you're upset that you're broke, and you're going to spend time, and everybody knows the age-old adage, time is what?
Money.
Money. That's right. Time is money. You're going to spend time preparing food. Now, actually think about this for a second. If you're broke, if you're not a millionaire, the last thing you should be doing with your time is cooking. I can't think of a lower ROI activity than walking to the fridge, getting out some ingredients. Ooh, an onion. Well, let me get the onion. I'm gonna start cooking. Fridge, ooh, an onion, and some lettuce. Now, get my knife, cut my onion, start to cut my onion. You're broke! You're fucking poor! You can order, you can get rotisserie chicken for $5. Boom! Chicken, bang, eat, bang, back to work. You can fucking do a million things. You can go for a run. You can get in shape. The time you spent cooking, if you dedicated to kickboxing, you could have got paid from kickboxing. Or piano. You could fucking be a traveling piano man with the time you've wasted cutting fucking onions. If you're broke, there is zero reason why you should ever prepare me. If you're a multimillionaire and you're a boring one, you're not a fun one like me, you have big cigars and big humans and fast cars. If you're one of the really boring ones and you have all the time in the world because you're rich and you want to cook, sure, waste your time, right? But if you're not a multimillionaire, your time is extremely important as a man. That needs to be dedicated towards world conquest. There's no need to prepare food. Either order some food, which can be done very cheaply and very healthily. You get rotisserie chicken and a bag of salad for like $4. Bang, done. Or instruct a female to provide sustenance. Cook. And get back to world conquest. You have better things to do. So I'm sitting there, and my friend's cooking his meal, and I start telling him, you're a jackass. You're going to be poor forever. What do you mean? Because you're cooking. So, well, everyone cooks. Everyone's broke. Doesn't that prove me right? That proves me totally right. I can't think of anything more stupid for a man to do. So I want you to ask yourself this question. Are you broke? Yes. Do you cook? Probably. Do you not see the problem here? That is a complete waste of your human time. The cooking, the preparation, the cleaning up afterwards. You're going to do this 3 times a day? The fuck is wrong with you? So this became my new worldview, and I'm going around telling everybody, you're broke, you cook, you're a jackass. Oh, you ain't got a Lambo? I bet you cook food, don't you, bro? Boom, boom, boom. Some fucking dork takes a bunch of steroids, he's a tough guy. Yeah, you know what? A real man cooks a real steak. You know, when I cook my steak, I do it like a real man too. You know what a real man does? A real man gets in the cage. A real man becomes a 4-time kickboxing world champion. A real man has $13 million. A real man has 17 supercars. A real man has a property portfolio. A real man has the police chief of the city he lives in on fucking speed dial. That's what a real man does. A real man doesn't sit in his fucking broke-ass house with his ugly-ass wife cooking steak. That's bullshit. You think you're a real man because you managed to cook a steak. That is a cop-out. That is the ultimate symbol of failure if you're going to say that your credentials for masculinity are putting meat on a fucking stove. Do you know how I cook a steak as a real man? I instruct one of my 7 girlfriends. Meat, now. Boom. It turns up perfect. Tabasco on the side. Nice glass of ice water. I ain't gonna do shit. That's how a real man cooks a steak. If you think cooking is important or manly, or if it's a good, tough way to waste your time, a good pastime, or even if you're sitting there going, whoa, I need to eat, so I'll just cook, you do not understand the true link between genuine focus on an objective and success. Because I promise you, when I was broke, I didn't have time to cook. I was too busy learning how to get fucking rich.